decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Amen.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Morris.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Mayor Yoka.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
I move that the agenda be adopted.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by vote of 7-0. Approval of minutes from the September 28th.
Move that we approve the minutes. Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the minutes as presented.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Morris.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
And those minutes are approved by vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, and monuments. If not, this is, I'll take a few minutes. I apologize for my statement last council meeting after I found out that the appropriation report in my office was not correct. So I apologize to you for that. Second thing I want to announce tonight is this is actually Dan's last council meeting as the city employee. And I want to be with us. And I want to announce that Paul Rupert is been hired as my secretary of class.
Certain Arms Press has been a joy to work with Dan. Usually when I call about some issue, but he always handles the situation very well and very professionally, and commend him, and I'm so he has been a joy to work with.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure working with all of you too.
Mr. Mayor, just for self-protection, I think it should be noted that what you're apologizing for did not happen on my watch.
Right, this is an appropriation report out of, it was in the mayor's office when we took office.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Anything else?
I just want a quick thing. This weekend is the Walnut Grove Festival out in the grounds of Grouseland, and that really is something to see. Maybe as well known as the festivals in the community. But if you get a chance, I don't remember the exact time, but stop by out there. You'd be surprised. We've got all kinds of demonstrations and reenactors and music, a lot of music.
You're going to that day.
We've got storytellers. This year they have several storytellers. Authors that I think the scheduled authors will discuss the one. So, get a chance.
That's a pretty good Saturday. All
the last one was Kelly Reagan.
He didn't. Jesus.
I got Kennedy and Patton.
I think Jesus.
Now, do you want to commit a chair with us?
Public Safety Committee will be meeting immediately after the council meeting adjourns tonight.
Anyone else? Report of city officers. Bill Cooper, city inspector, rental housing ordinance changes.
Yeah, the last council meeting, I gave each council member a rental proposal for changes by the state, and I hadn't heard anything, so I got it on the agenda tonight to see if you had any questions about it, if you read everything. If you're everybody on board with it, then attorney can, Dave can, draft it up in an ordinance form.
I really think that's probably the next step that we need to take. Much of the change, maybe all of the change, has been mandated by state legislature, so if we're going to continue doing a rental housing inspection, which I think we should do. I don't think we really have much choice but to be in compliance with what the state legislature has done. So if our city attorney would be so willing to take this document and put it into ordinance form, I think that's probably the next step to take. Unless any other council member has an objection to that.
Okay.
I think they've not presented.
Actually, I thought it was an ordinance form, but I'll do something to it.
I'll leave a little tweaking here.
Okay. Move on to old business. First, we have this 1.15. I assume you want to keep that paper until after. Okay, we move on to ordinance 32/2015. And 16, corporation tax rate. The first reading is September 14th. Second reading, order 16/2015.
Mayor, I move that we have a third reading of ordinance 32/2015/2016.
Second.
Motion by President Jackson, second by Councilman Rose, to have third and final reading of ordinance 32/2015/2016.
Ordinance number 32/2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes appropriating tax rates for 2016. It's previously advertised and had public hearings on.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Ordinance 32/2015/2016, third reading passes by a vote of 7-0. Ordinance 34/2015, Mayor's 2016 salary ordinance for first reading was September 28th.
I move we have a second reading of ordinance 34/2015.
Second.
Motion by President Jackson, second by Councilman Rose, to have second reading of ordinance 34/2015.
Ordinance 34/2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation amounts following approval of the city budget by the Department of Local Government Finance and retroactive to January 1, 2016, in the amount so approved and continuing thereafter until duly changed.
Discussion.
Call for question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 34/2015 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I move we have the third reading of ordinance 34/2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring, to have third and final reading of ordinance 34/2015.
Ordinance 34/2015, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting maximum annual compensation amount following approval of the city budget by the Department of Local Government Finance and retroactive to January 1, 2016, in the amounts so approved and continuing thereafter until duly changed. This is for the city employees.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 34/2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 35/2015. The official salary ordinance for first reading is September 28th.
Mr. Mayor, I'm making a motion for second reading of ordinance 35/2015. However, I'm proposing an amendment, which I will give it at this time. And that is simply one change in the elected official salary ordinance, and that is reference to the common council that the salary be set at the current level for this year. So it would be a reduction from the original salary ordinance as proposed. It would be common council salaries at $6,643. The seven council members, that would total $46,501. The other salaries, clerk treasurer and mayor, would be the same as originally proposed. But with that amendment, I would make a motion for second reading.
Second.
Wow.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Rose, to have second reading on ordinance 35-2015 as amended.
Ordinance 35-2015 as amended, the salary ordinance for elected officials, including mayor, clerk, treasurer, and common council.
Discussion?
I think this satisfies something that I've asked for a couple of years now. So, I mean, you know, the biggest issue that I've always had is the groupings that there were, and wanting to be able to separate the mayor and the clerk treasurer from the common council, because I didn't like that idea. Whether how small it is, voting for a raise for myself, even I'm in this group. But this amendment does keep us out of that loop. It separates it like I've asked for. So very appreciative of this, and this is something I can go forward with.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morse?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 35-2015 as amended passes by a vote of 7-0.
Mr. Mayor, we have a third reading of ordinance 35-2015 as amended.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Rose, to have ordinance 35-2015 as amended.
Ordinance 35-2015 is amended. The salary ordinance for elected officials for 2016 as amended.
Discussion.
Call the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morse?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And third reading of ordinance 35-2015 has amended, passed by a vote of 7. New business, ordinance 36-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Abbott for $103,470.55.
I move we have the first reading of ordinance 36-2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilwoman Rose, to have first reading of ordinance 36-2015.
Ordinance 36-2015, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1 and 2 for the total amount of $103,470.55, all from Edit.
Discussion. I think as you can see, this was the police cars that we discussed earlier, I think, and then
right away, for
a
second, and then blank, too.
And that's just, yeah, this is, that's all set in the black.
This was, as I recall the discussion previously, this is to get somewhat caught up in the police car issue. Because
there is a step. We may have to do next year for this patrol cars. I think this year this is six in the budget, two out of river boat, and now any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morse?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 36-2015 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 37-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Connecticut.
Move that we have the first reading of ordinance 37, 2015.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Commissioner Clay, to have first reading of ordinance 37, 2015.
Ordinance 37, 2015, additional appropriation ordinance sections 1 and 2, $95,000 from Edit for the new playground equipment.
Any discussion?
The timeline for this kind of is at beginning of November, early November, what we're thinking. Should that ever give us like how long it would take them to install? I would assume it would be.
Call for question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yeah.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 37, 2015, passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Approved claims totaling $769,798.68.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Commissioner Clay, to table claims in the amount of $769,798.68.
Call for question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And claims are paid by the
One thing, knowing that there's an important ballgame on, for my council to stay around and pass not only the claims, but we have at least one or two ordinances I think need to be signed individually. So stay around for the signature, then you get the committee meeting.
Good catch.
Most adjourned.
Tell them to do our job.